Chapter 2 introduces us to the concept of long-term strategic management and planning. Primarily in this chapter, there are two things you will be expected to know. One is the steps in the strategic planning process, as shown in Section 3, and the other is your basic strategic options. Aside from that, the list of terms, and in this case, that means 15 terms. So let's real quickly go down through the sections and try to understand these in a brief form here. The topic in Section 1 is strategic management and planning. What is strategic management? Well, strategic management is exactly what it sounds like, keeping in mind that the word strategic roughly means long-term. So what is strategic management? It's long-term management of our resources, finances, and business. How we go about doing that will be the subject of the remainder of the chapter. Section 2, building a competitive advantage. The first topic, components of intellectual capital. I like this topic, but I don't love this topic, so I'll encourage you to read that on page 41 of the text. But it boils down to what kind of things make up your intellectual capital. Intellectual capital is an interesting item, though not one of the terms on our list, but it means those skills and abilities that you either personally possess or possess because you have certain employees with you. They are the advantages you have. They are the things that make you better than everyone else. They are one of your many, now to the second topic, competitive advantages, and that's exactly what it appears to be. Those are the things that make you able to better compete than the competition, to win over the competition, to win customers, to win market share, to sell your products as opposed to them selling their products. Section 3, core competencies. These are your basic underlying skills. Now, that may sound a lot like competitive advantage. The competitive advantage is the thing that will help you win over the competition. Core competencies is the things that you are good at. It may be that your core competencies are not appropriate and will not effectively be a competitive advantage because your competition may have better core competencies. But your core competencies are the things that you're good at. Now, the second topic in Section 3 is our first test question in this chapter. And you will be asked to list these exactly as they appear. I believe that's important because this is a very standardized list. This is how you approach long-term management of a business. We will see many of these same items show up again when we look at the marketing plan later in the course. And actually, when you write your marketing plan, I will ask you to use this basically as your outline for your marketing plan. The first step is the mission statement. The mission statement is simply a sentence that states your purpose for existing as a company. Now, to you and I, our purpose, the first thing we go to may be to make money. But those are our goals and objectives. Our purpose is what kind of business we're in. We're in the business of providing high-quality, disposable, personal utility devices. That was a mission statement that BIC used long ago that helped them to come up with several products that fit appropriately. But the mission statement is a statement of your purpose. SWOT analysis is doing a study of the SWOT of your business, and SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. What you'll find is the first two are internal things. Your strengths, what you're good at. That's where you would include your core competencies. Your weaknesses, things you are not good at that you must overcome. They're equally, if not more important than your strengths. We know what our strengths are, but our weaknesses are what often cause us to fail. They're the things we have to make sure we hire people that have those skills that we're missing, or that we take special pains to avoid those things. Similarly, in the external environment outside of our companies, there are good and bad things. There are opportunities and threats. Opportunities are things like maybe there's no one else competing in my line of business in this town. A threat, conversely, may be the fact that there are many others competing in this particular line of business. So altogether, I want to understand my strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Once I do that, once I understand my purpose and my possibilities in terms of my SWOT, now I'm able to actually write my goals and objectives. Goals and objectives, I want you to learn to distinguish between them. Goals are general things. I want to be successful. I want to be popular. I want my business to be successful. I want my restaurant to be popular in town, well thought of, those kinds of things. I want to have a good business reputation. Objectives are much more specific and, as we would say, quantified. They have numbers on them. I want to make $12,000 profit a month. I want to be out of debt within 6 months. Those things that we can quantify and actually measure our progress against them. It's very hard to measure your progress against goals because they're basically subjective in nature. Finally, now that I understand my purpose, my possibilities, my intentions with the first three steps, now I'm able to say, how am I going to do it? What are my strategies? What are the long-term things that I'm going to do to be successful? We may even rephrase this to think of it as strategies and tactics. Tactics being the short-term things. These are things like the kind of decorations I'm going to use in my restaurant, the quality of menus I'm going to offer, the level of experience of the employees I intend to hire. All those things we think of as I say, how are you going to win? You would list all of your strategies. And finally, we need to make sure that we've done a good job with those first four by constantly monitoring, controlling, and if necessary, adjusting or changing some of the above. If we uncover new strengths or weaknesses or opportunities or threats, we need to build them into our plan. We may find that our goals and objectives are unrealistic or too easy. We may have to adjust those. And we hopefully will always be coming up with new strategies and tactics to make us successful. Together we call this step monitor and control. The next few topics are terms. Some of them we've covered. Some we will try to do so briefly now. Please remember, you should not be trying to write down the definition as I say it. I'm not reading these. I'm just talking to these. The definitions you'll see on the test will be similar, related. If you understand what we're saying now, you should be fine with those. If you don't, then you're going to have to listen again, read the definition in the text, perhaps do a little internet research until you are comfortable with them. Anyway, the first of those in this list is mission statement. Still in section 3 of the notes, by the way. Mission statement, as we said, is the written statement of your purpose as a company. It's hard to imagine a definition that doesn't include that word purpose. Market segmentation. If I ask you to segment a line, it would mean to break it into parts. When you're doing market segmentation, you're doing the same thing. You're breaking the overall market into parts. Why would you do that? So you can aim at some specific ones. You can find a target market, some part of the market that you can cater to, advertise to, focus your decorations, your menu, the prices on, to help you really win and be successful with that target market. But how do I do that? First, I break the market down into different groups, subgroups, by market segmentation. Positioning. I want to position my product. That means I want to create a certain image for my product. Sometimes we want to be thought of as a high-quality producer, high prices, picture a very fancy restaurant. Sometimes we want to be thought of in a business as a convenient, fast, quick, easy to take care of, inexpensive thing. Think McDonald's. Both those represent two different forms of positioning, creating images for the product. We've already spoken to SWOT analysis, looking at reviewing, understanding your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Key success factors. Very closely related to competitive advantage and core competencies. The core competencies are things that I'm good at. The key success factors are those items that I believe among those are going to make me successful. The real ones that do make me successful or that can make me successful are my competitive advantage. You have to think about those three together. The things that I have are my core competencies. The ones that I pick to try to use, try to highlight are my key success factors. The ones that are actually successful to help me be better than the competition or my competitive advantages. Moving along, goals and objectives we've also spoken to. Goals are general, subjective in nature. Objectives are specific, quantified, you might say objective in nature. Strategy, anything that I'm going to do, that's my plans for the future, the things I'm going to do to be successful. And that leads us to my strategic options. Basically, as a business, I have a number of general approaches I can take to try to be successful. One is cost strategy, another is differentiation strategy, another is focus strategy. In this case, this should be an easy question because they're all terms. You shouldn't forget these because they will be on the page before that on the test in the term list. But cost strategy means to focus on just that, my cost. Now, you have to be careful with this because I'm also focusing on my price when I do this. If I say I want to charge a little higher prices to be thought of as a high-quality place, that is cost strategy. Differentiation strategy. I want to make my product stand out from others, to look different from others. That's a differentiation strategy. Finally, a focus strategy. I may be in an industry that sells automobiles, that manufactures automobiles. I may choose to open a company that focuses simply on a truck. I make a pickup truck, nothing else. I'm focusing on that. Or, conversely, I may focus on a particular market. I may only sell in a certain town, only a certain part of town. Only try to win with a target market that no one else is targeting. All those would be focus strategies. But in general, those are my three strategies: cost, differentiation, and focus. Finally, statistical process control, another term from the notes that's not obvious in the text. Statistical process control is a way to measure how I'm doing. The idea here is that I ongoingly measure my success in some area: quality, profits, number of units produced, however I may choose to do that. And I look at it statistically, I will find that that will vary around some point. But the point it varies around is my average level. What I would usually like to do is get this up to a higher level. But as long as I'm operating within some range, I'm at that current level. What I want to do is try to move it up. So the way I do that is I monitor it, and I look for those times when it is outside of that range, that statistical range. If it's below that range, then I'm in danger of my measurement dropping, and I need to take action. If it's above that range, I may have accidentally hit on something. Something may have changed that day. Perhaps someone's absent from work that's normally causing my problems. But by being outside of that range, it helps me identify the things I need to either prevent or recreate to help me move to a higher level. Doing that is called statistical process control. Thank you, and I hope that covers chapter 2 for you. I don't believe this will be a difficult chapter. Focus on the terms. Remember, you have the two questions to cover. Thank you very much.